I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it. Hey, yo. Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. I want to jump right into this one. And this episode is around the principle of fulfillment. I'm not going to dive too much into fulfillment, but this is what's true and what I know in protecting your peace. I've discovered that everybody wants fulfillment more than anything. Everybody wants to live a fulfilled life because people are realizing that a lot of things in this world can't fulfill you. And I think one of the main things to fulfillment is living a life with meaning, is elevating your life, is feeling like you matter and you're doing something that matters. I remember being 10 or 12 years old, and I want to tell you this story to paint this picture. I was being pretty mischievous, and my mother couldn't really get a handle on me, so she knew I was afraid of my grandfather. I really respected my grandfather on my dad's side and my mom's side too, but this particular time is with my dad's father. And he brings me to the back room, and I'm thinking, like, he calls my name. I'm thinking I'm about to get a spanking, so I put on three pair of shorts. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I put on three pair of shorts, some sweatpants. I'm like, man, gosh. But it was a different vibe. He set me down with calm in his voice, and he said, Trent, what's your last name? And I'm thinking it's a trick question. So I'm like, Grandpa, you know my last. He said, Trent, what's your last name? I said, Shelton. He says, okay. He says, do you respect that last name? I said, yes. And he asked me this question. He said, well, why are you doing things to disrespect that last name? He says, what you don't realize, if you really respected that last name, you will respect the sacrifices those that came before you with that last name did to build the brand and create the legacy with that last name. He says, son, whatever you do, whatever brand you build, your last name, whatever team you play on, remember, when you're involved in it, the legacy is in your hands. The legacy is your responsibility. He said, remember these words. He says, it starts with you, but it doesn't end with you. He says, it's all about you, but it's also bigger than you. He says, those came before you, and there will be those that come after you. But the legacy right now is in your hands. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to elevate it? Are you going to keep it the same? Are you going to bring disgrace to the last name? Are you going to associate greatness with the last name? He said, there's those that made sacrifices that you don't even know of. You don't even understand just for you to be in the position that you're in. And how disrespectful would it be for you not to honor that? How disrespectful would it be for you not to make the same sacrifices that were made for you to make for those coming after you? He said, Trent, it's all about you, but it's also bigger than you. And I want to tell that to you right now. I don't know if you're a parent. I don't know if you're a part of a team. I don't know if you're building a business. But I want to tell you this, and I want you to feel this in your soul. The legacy is in your hands. I know there might be adversity. I know it might be hard times. Maybe there weren't sacrifices made because somebody before you didn't do their part. But the legacy of your last name, the legacy of your brand, what you stand for, what you represent is in your hands. And you have to make a conscious choice on what to do with it. Are you going to elevate it? Are you going to take it to the next level? Are you going to associate greatness with it? I made up my mind when I was in high school. I said, when people hear the last name Shelton, there's going to be some type of greatness associated with it. Whether it be on the football field, whether it be what I do now, I'm going to make sure I try my best. Of course, I'm not a perfect human being, but I'm going to try my best to bring honor to that because it's bigger than me. I know the legacy is in my hands, and to be real, I don't have long with the legacy in my hands. Life goes by very fast, and I want to make sure when I pass off the legacy, when I pass off the baton to my kids, that they understand what they're fighting for. The seeds that I plant that I might not ever reap a harvest, but they will. There's been seeds that have been planted in your life that people have come before you that you're harvesting now. And maybe they didn't do it for you, but you can plant the seeds right now to create a harvest for your kids, to create a harvest for your business, to create a harvest for your brand. So I want to make sure right now that you understand this. The legacy is in your hands. So what are you going to do with it? We can keep complaining. We can keep talking about what's going on in our life. We can keep talking about how unfair life is. We know that. Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to attack life with grit. I'm going to attack life with resilience. I'm going to attack life with my best effort because I can control that. Because the legacy is in my hands. And I'm going to tell you, when you fulfill legacy, I'm not saying it has to look like them, look like that, but when you fulfill a legacy, when you know you've given your all, you tried your best to elevate, you tried your best to give a head start to the next group, you tried your best to plant this, you tried your best, you gave your best effort, there's a sense of fulfillment that is created in your soul. But you got to make a choice. You got to make a choice right now on what it's going to be. You know, you're just going to half-ass the opportunity right now. He's going to go through life not honoring that last name on your back. And maybe you're ashamed of that last name, but maybe it's time for you to change the association with that last name. Maybe your dad or mom, you know, didn't do that last name any good. Maybe your grandparents, I don't know what it is for you, but it's in your hands and you have the choice right now to change the association, to elevate the association of that brand. The brand is in your court. The brand is in your hands. What are you going to do with it? And every single day you have a choice. How you operate, your mindset, your principles, your rituals, the habits, all those things are going into how you build your brand and what they associate your brand with. I want to talk about three things right quick and I'll get out your face. Number one, a lot of people have desire. Some of you right now might have the desire to change, might have the desire to make your dreams come true, might have the desire to elevate your last name, have the desire to create a long-lasting legacy, to change the legacy, whatever it is, to start the legacy. A lot of people have desire and it's great. But I got to be real with you. Desire is not enough. Desire is not enough. Everybody has desire. Most people have desire. The desire to want to do better, the desire to want more, the desire to be more. But until your dedication matches your desire, the desire will just be an emotion that falls short. You see, you got to find some dedication to match that desire. You got to find some habit to match that hunger. Some of you got to dive in deep right now and find a deep-rooted reason. And maybe the dedication is simply what I've realized that, man, there's so many people before me that I don't even know that fought for me. And they knew they were never going to meet me. So I refuse to drop the ball when the ball is in my hands. I refuse to drop the legacy when the legacy is in my hands. I got that deep-rooted reason on why I'm doing what I'm doing. Do you? What's that deep-rooted reason that's going to match your desire? So your desire is strong, but your dedication is weak. How can we make your dedication stronger? Well, we got to realize a few things. Number one, we got to realize what it's costing us if we don't get the dedication. We got to realize that we're playing with time right now. We don't have forever to accomplish the missions and to seek the fulfillment that we have, the opportunity that we have to be fulfilled and to fulfill things in our life and fulfilling our mission, fulfilling our purpose. We have the opportunity, but we don't have time. We got to erase those limiting beliefs and stop allowing those limiting beliefs to lead our life. I was talking about this today on live, and I told everybody, like, who's the leader in your life? Right? The desire can be strong, but if excuses are the leader in your life, then you're never going to reach your potential. You're never going to meet your potential. You're never going to be the person you were created to be. You're never going to further the legacy. If pain is leading your life, if bad habits are leading your life, if excuses are leading your life, if people's opinions are leading your life, who is the leader in your life? Some of us right now, and maybe it's you, you got to change leadership, my friend. You got to allow that dedication to lead your life. You got to allow that habit, that good habit that is good for you to lead your life. Because we can't expect to get to where we need to be by having the wrong leadership leading our life. So I want you to think about that and ask yourself this question: how can my dedication match my desire? Because I want your desire to be on fire, but I want your dedication to match it. Because if your dedication doesn't match it, you're just going to be a dreamer. You're just going to be a thinker. You're just going to be a hoper. You're just going to be a wisher. You're just going to be a watcher. But you got to put your dedication to work if you want to actually see the desires that you have come to fruition. The second thing I want to talk about is making a choice, right? It's simple. We got to make a choice right now in our life. And I know these things sound so simple, but most people don't make choices, or most of us make the wrong choices that don't serve us. Make a choice right now and say, you know what? If I'm going to live in fulfillment, I'm going to make a choice to take honor in actually carrying the legacy, because the legacy is in my hands. Say it right now. The legacy is in my hands. Say it right now. The legacy is in my hands. I'm going to make a choice right now, but I got to be real with you. A lot of people make choices. A lot of people make choices. A lot of people make great choices. But a lot of people don't stick to their choices. You know why? Because their choices are strong. Their choices are incredible. Their choices are courageous. But their commitment is weak. Their commitment is subpar. Their commitment is cowardly. They have no commitment to their choices. They allow the mood to dictate how they carry the brand, how they represent the brand. 1 week, I'm all about the brand. 1 week, I'm going hard for my brand. 1 week, I'm furthering the reputation of greatness associated with my last name. But for the rest of the month, I'm lazy. For the rest of the month, I'm scrolling social media all day. For the rest of the month, I'm comparing my life. And I live this inconsistent life. Inconsistent lives don't get you consistent fulfillment, my friend. Your commitment has to be deeper. Your commitment has to be stronger. Your commitment has to be greater. Your commitment has to match your choice. If your choice is courageous, your commitment has to be courageous. If your choice is strong, your commitment has to be strong. That commitment that says, no matter what, I'm going to see this through. No matter what comes my way, I'm going to make it through. No matter what's thrown at me, life throws curveballs, I'm still hitting the mugs over the fence. Because I'm committed to the obstacles. I'm committed to the challenges. I'm committed to the curve. I'm committed to whatever life throws at me, because it's bigger than me. Remember, it's about you. But it's also bigger than you. And if it's not bigger than you, you're playing life small. I'm going to tell you right now. If you can't look your kids, for you guys that have kids, you can't look your kids in the face, and you don't look them in the face, and you get chills knowing that you're responsible for their life. You're responsible for their life. Either you led their life the right way or you didn't. And we can't do nothing about the past, but we can do something about the now. I get chills when I look in my children's eyes, knowing that it's on daddy right now. It's on daddy. It's on mommy too, but I'm taking responsibility for me. It's on daddy. And I got to make sure that I further the legacy for them. I got to make sure I give them a little head start on life. I brought them into this world, so I want to make sure I give them the upper hand. Until the legacy gets in their hands and they can do something with it. I want to make sure I give them the tools and resources, and not just my kids, but any kid I come around. Because that's what I'm fighting for. Because the legacy is in my hands. The name is in my hands. And I know this might be too deep for some of you. But for those that feel me, I want you to hit me up and say, the legacy is in my hands. And I'm taking good care of it. I'm cherishing, I'm honoring it, I'm elevating it. But that commitment has to be strong. Just like that choice. And the last thing I want to say is a lot of us, we have excitement. We're excited. Some of you listen to this right now, maybe you're running, you're pumped up, you're excited. And I love it. Excitement is great. Excitement is needed. Be excited about your life. Be excited about your next level. Be excited about the opportunity of today. Be excited about life. I love it. I love it. But for a lot of us, our excitement is great. Our excitement is legendary. But our execution is ordinary. Our excitement is extraordinary. Right? We write the things on social media. We tell everybody we're excited. We start the thing. We realize that the brand is in our hands and we're doing everything we can at first to elevate the brand. And then we get hit with an obstacle or we get hit with a challenge or we start doing everything and we bring so much complexity around what we should be doing and we fail to execute. You see, we can have all the excitement in the world, but if we don't execute, we lose. If we don't execute, we don't win. If we don't execute, we don't further the brand. We don't further the mission. You see, life is about execution. It's about doing what you said you were going to do. Then it's about executing on the things that you said you were going to do. And it's about repeating that process over and over and over and over. My life is at where it's at today because I've been committed to execution. And all execution is, I'm going to be real with you, is keeping good on your promises for most of us. Keeping good on the things that we say we're going to do. Keeping good on our commitments. Executing. I made a choice today to record this podcast. This is me executing. Sometimes my execution isn't greatness. Sometimes my execution isn't my best. But I showed up and I executed on the things that I said I was going to do. I kept the promise to myself. What if you executed on that? Keeping the promise to yourself. We can't always control the scoreboard, but we can control how we play the game. We can't always control the outcome, but we can always control the input. Whew. We can't always control the outcome, but we can always control the input. What input are you putting in on your dreams, on your life, on your fulfillment, on your peace? What are you executing on? Because it's good to write it, it's good to have vision boards about it, it's good to preach it, it's good to type it, but we got to execute on it. And not just one time, not just sometimes, but all the time. Be consistent with it. Consistent execution creates extraordinary change. Consistent execution creates extraordinary growth. Share this right now if you feel this. Consistent execution creates legendary people. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you consistently execute on the things that you know you need to do, then that legacy is in good hands. That legacy is in the right hands. That brand will get better. That brand will grow. Because all you're witnessing to me is a guy that decided to consistently execute since 2011. I've showed up online. I've showed up in person. I just showed up. And as I showed up, I got confidence to show out. That's what I want for you. Your commitment has to be greater than your choices, or at least on par with it. Your dedication has to match your desires. Your habits have to match your hunger. That's extra credit right there. And your execution has to match your excitement. There are those that came before you that did a lot for you that you don't even know about. Don't you disrespect the seeds that they're planted by not getting the most out of your life. Don't you disrespect your future by not honoring the legacy that is in your hands. You go look at grandma, you go look at grandpa, you go look at mommy and daddy, you go look at your kids, you go look at somebody in your family, you sit down with them, and you look them in the eyes and have a conversation. You look them in the eyes and say, man, this is connected to me somehow, some way. Somebody sacrificed for me the best that they could. They sacrificed for me. So I'm going to make sure I'm going to duplicate and elevate that sacrifice for those that come after me. It's all about you, but it's also bigger than you. It all starts with you, but it doesn't end with you. You make a choice right now and you be committed to it. And watch how much fulfillment you have when you know you played this life full out. It's time to stop being halfway in, halfway out. It's time to stop being so timid and so passive with your life. Because when we're being passive with our life, life just passes us by. And there's those that came before you that worked way too hard for your butt to be passive. Let's get to work. Let's be legendary. Let's honor that the legacy is in our hands. Share this if you feel this. Tag somebody. Share this with somebody that needs it, with your team, because it's about business too. It's about team too. It's about the brand too. Not just about family. It's about the organization. It's about whatever you consider family. Share this with your family. Share this with your friends, coworkers, teammates. And go get your best life. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real, no kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.